Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Republicans in the state Senate fired Wisconsin's Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection yesterday. It's the first time the Senate has ousted a cabinet secretary in several decades, possibly ever. The records only go back to 1987. Governor Tony Evers said the Republicans were punishing Ag Secretary Brad Pfaff for standing up for farmers and criticizing lawmakers for holding back suicide prevention funds for Wisconsin's farmers. Evers said if cabinet secretaries have to keep their mouths shut to be approved by the Senate, quote, this is absolute BS, unquote. In his statement, the governor did not abbreviate the BS term. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Republicans who control the state assembly are expected to attempt to override three budget vetoes by Governor Tony Evers today. Democrats are promising to block the effort. The Republicans took the first step yesterday to limit the ability of Evers and future governors to issue vetoes. They are trying to change the state constitution to prevent governors from increasing spending through budget vetoes. This is a GOP response to vetoes issued by Governor Evers earlier this year that increased school funding by $65 million. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, clearing skies, lows around 22 in Milwaukee, 17 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Republicans in the state Senate yesterday blocked bipartisan legislation that would provide $4 million to fight homelessness. Democrats tried to force a vote on the measures, but the Republicans blocked them. Yesterday was the last session of the year for the Senate, so that money will not be available for much of the winter when the homeless need help the most. And the Bucks are in Los Angeles tonight to take on the Clippers. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, clearing skies, lows around 22 in Milwaukee, 17 in Madison. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 30 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny with highs only in the upper 20s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The group known as WAVE, the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, is sponsoring a big rally at the state capitol tomorrow in an effort to pressure Republican lawmakers to act on gun regulation laws. The rally, to be called We Are the 80% Rally for Strong Gun Laws, starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow and will be on the west side of the Capitol building in Madison. Republican leaders have said they will not allow a vote or even debate on two gun violence prevention laws that are supported by more than 80% of Wisconsinites. Forecast for tonight, clearing skies, lows around 22 in Milwaukee, 17 in Madison. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs around 30 degrees. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk.